Okay. Is it, you already completed it, or?
No, I just got it.
No.
They're just changing the name on the ownership, but it's...
Right,
yeah,
right.
But the ownership's still under, that's why I don't know if he, would he have to fill out an application? Because the license is still going to be under the corporation, right?
Yeah.
Which is what? Louis RJ, so...
Is your name on the license at all?
Or is it just a corporation?
It's just a corporation.
I recommend give it to Cecil, I have no problem with that, but I'm not sure...
I would just feel comfortable with that filled out, so we have it in the records.
Yeah, and I think that's, just fill it out and go that way. If you need something for the corporations on that, but the liquor license name isn't changing.
Yeah.
As far as for the city goes.
Just in case the state would call and say, did he fill out application or something?
The resident is.
Yeah.
Since the officer's names have changed, it probably wouldn't hurt to get it, so...
It wouldn't hurt.
So it's in his name versus Billy's name.
Mm-hmm.
So, good.
So we just have a record of it.
It's probably just a technicality.
I have a recommendation that the...
No, second.
Second, or the liquor commission make recommendations to the city council for the change.
Okay. A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We'll recommend to the council that they accept the change. Okay. Do we have any other business? All right. No other business?
I don't have any liquor business, but while I'm here, can I mention something since there's a majority here? It's the 21st.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You remain standing for the invocation, Pastor Paul Wamsley.
Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks this evening for those who are willing to give up their time to serve our community. Father, I pray this evening that you will bless them with wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Thank everyone for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark, absent. Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
David Livingston?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Leiferry?
Here. All right. Having a quorum, if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes of the October 8th council meeting, if you have any questions, comments, additions, or corrections?
I move to approve the minutes of the October 8th meeting.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Clerk's report.
I have nothing tonight.
All right, thank you. Treasurer's report?
Other than the report, I have nothing.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Engineer's report, I didn't see Mr. Plavik. Public comments and petitions, anyone here wish to address this board? Hearing and seeing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning, Alderwoman Sally Clark is absent. Moving on to sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
How's the truck going?
They called off the back truck, they fixed that issue finally with the transmission, but it's still got its fuel issue, so they're going to look at that because they said it didn't have much power to pull itself. So hopefully by the end of this week that is done. And then further in sewer, we just over on Avenue E and Monroe, we fixed sewer there. We fixed a line going to the south and to the west.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Streets and alleys. Alderman Dave Lovis.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Police in Esna. Alderman Brad Ward.
Nothing. Oh, Chris has something.
So last week we had two fires at the towers. Both of our new guys, one of our not so new guys and our brand new guy, before I even made it on scene, had called me and volunteered their time to come down and give a hand at the fire scene. So both of those guys are doing really good. They gave their own time twice in less than 4 days to come down here and help out. One of them lives in Farmington, one in Canton. And I got a text message from Jim that said, DeWester and Snyder are both very helpful today, provided professional police services. I advised both of them I would be in contact with you about their performance. Thanks for having them come down. And it was sincerely appreciated at the scene. So just kind of an update on our two guys are doing great. DeWester.
That was Canton, right? Chris, they went to Canton and helped?
No, they came down here for
the fire, okay.
Days. DeWester should be finishing, wrapping up his FTO first week of November, and he'll be out on his own. We'll have every shift covered except for a couple of day shifts, Monday and Tuesday of the week. So our coverage is coming along well. I've been keeping in touch with Van Meter about trying to get him over the hump for the power test so he can pass that going to the academy. Not sure if that's going to happen. I also, there was a lot of stuff on Facebook about burglaries and stuff in town. I'm not going to say any names at the council meeting, but we have made multiple arrests related to the burglaries. And while they were in custody before they were released, that died out quite a bit while they were in custody. So,
weird. Thanks, Chris. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Moving on, Walter, Alderman Miller.
One thing is the next meeting in November 12th, I would like to do a water committee meeting at 6:15 and it's discussion of fluoride.
All right.
And that's all I have underwater.
All right. You get that, Levi?
Getting written down right now.
All right. And moving on, utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
I just got a couple things and I got some conversations with Evan. I didn't know if he was going to mention it or not, but our dump truck, the international dump truck, where I was having injector issues, and we're also having, I think the bench is going to have to be replaced because the back end's rusted out so bad. The truck's only got 40,000 miles on a chassis. Evan suggested maybe putting a bed on it. We just want to alert everybody and give him permission to go ahead and investigate what the cost would be. So it's a good injector problem, or just plug injectors. A new dump truck is $150,000. And if we put a new bed on this one, they would also probably need a new salt spreader because they're both the same age and pretty well used up. And the other thing is I'd like to give Evan permission to shop around for a light tower generator. We had one spotted not too long ago, but we didn't move on it. There's been a couple incidents here lately where we could have used it. So just making you aware of it, what's being thought of and might be needed. So that's it.
All right, thank you. I just want to comment on the windows. I terminated the contract of the window guy, Mr. Livingston, so he's no longer in the picture. Evan's investigating the windows and the cost and who's paid for what and what's going on with that, but we'll probably address it in the future. All right, moving on, tourism. Kendall?
I have nothing at this time.
All right, thank you.
We want to mention the...
Oh, yeah.
This week is the free wiener roast for the kids down at Ratcliffe Park, and then at 6, that's from 4:30 to 6, and then at 6:30 will be the spook trail starts. That's 6:30 to 10:30, and that's also free. So hopefully we can get a lot there. You know, the Wiener Rose has the side-by-sides. Anybody that doesn't get a lot of kids can bring their side-by-side down and hand out candy to the kids. And the Wiener Rose, the witches will dance at 5, and so.
They're gonna be down there too.
A lot of activities for the kids, so hopefully we get a lot there. That's it. That's on Saturday night. Did I say the date?
Yep.
Saturday night.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Moving on, TIF, Alderman Spotlight. Thank you. Citizens Committee, anybody hear from Amanda?
No, sir.
No? And Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenneth James Hickey.
Well, everything's going just great this year. We've got more people coming into it, more organizations. The VFW has got on board. They're having a, what do they call it? Where you go in and kids can go in and buy presents for their siblings or their parents. Erin's got her down at the old nursing home. What, gingerbread?
Gingerbread decorating.
Gingerbread, so more and more things are happening there. This year, when I talked to Farm King, they wanted a number of how many trees we was going to get. Well, it's kind of hard to figure out a number since we don't really know. So I just had them go ahead and get as many trees as we sold last year, which was 70. But don't sound like we're going to have the opportunity to go back and get more if we need it. But, you know, it's seen. Maybe we won't need them. Who knows? We'll have another Christmas meeting the November 18th at 6:30 at the Visitor Center. And then on December 5th, 2 days before our downtown Christmas, we're going to meet at the Visitor Center, and everybody's just going to get a few bags of candy, and we're going to make our sacks that Santa Claus is going to hand out that day. We got a few more blow-ups this year. We have a Santa Claus blow-up, and I haven't really have looked at any of them. I don't know, see if there's anything else. Yeah, there's a few. We made a few others that was donated that we might be able to use. But the Santa Claus, I believe it was the auxiliary, the American Legion auxiliary ladies bought that. So we didn't spend any of the downtown Christmas money. PA system's there now. So it should be bigger and better this year, and that's all we can keep trying to do. So that's about all I can say tonight. Am I forgetting anything, Cindy?
I don't think so. No, we have, you know, a few vendors setting up, and you know, inside with Santa, you know, the kids get to write their letters to Santa and free hot chocolate, cookies. We'll probably do hot dogs and chips. I got plenty of chips. Jason Westerfield donated 5 cases of chips, so we got enough for the wiener roast and Christmas. I had somebody from the agriculture call. She wants to set up outside by or close to Santa, and then she's going to let the kids make bags of food for reindeer. It's reindeer food, which will be oats, corn, and wheat. And then they can take them home, set it out for the reindeer with Santa's cookies. So,
and the Mini Moos are going to be here too.
Yeah, the Mini Moos will be here, and we got a train that will be set up for the kids to ride on train. So, yeah, a lot of different activities.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kenny. Moving on. Economic development. Miss Erin?
Sticking with the Halloween theme, the Chamber of Commerce is doing a trunk or treat at the middle school. I think it's 5:30 to 7:30. I don't have it in front of me, but it's on the door out there. So the businesses will decorate a door and participate in that. I think they said they had 300 to 400 kids last year. That's one. Two is the mapping committee is having a window decorating contest. I don't have more information on that, but we also did a LEAP Facebook page, so I'm going to get that onto Lewistown Happenings so people can join that and see what's going on with some of the initiatives that we're trying to
take care of. The beautification committee collected 110 cans of old paint and 41 electronics to be recycled through the last year.
Sorry.
From the recycling place that does the recycling for Canton Health Department, but because it's so big, we can't drop it off at Canton. We've got to do a separate pickup, so we're working on that. And then I will leave it to pass around, but the Chamber of Commerce now has brochures for all the chamber businesses. They are getting printed and picked up tomorrow, so it'll be 1,000 brochures to kind of keep local, keep business in Lewistown. And I think maybe some businesses that people didn't even know were in Lewistown, because you would think there's not a lot, but there's a lot, I'm not really sure. So when I get the, we ordered 1,000 copies, so when I get them, they'll be hopefully everywhere. I will put them into Airbnbs and hotels and the stores and all that. And I think that's it for me.
All right, thank you very much. Moving on, Public Works report, Evan?
Two things I just wanted to add was, also during that repair, we had a water main break on North Travel yesterday, so we got that repaired in a timely manner with situation of the sinkhole. And then I just wanted to, I think they were talking, I'm sure they're part of the league, but I just wanted to thank Reba. She let me know about the league, but Reba and Jean, I seen them driving around a few times when we were there picking up trash, so I just wanted to thank them doing that, just driving around town picking up trash. They don't have to, but they were.
They were the ones who collected all the paint, all the electronics, too. They're like powerhouses.
That's all I got for now.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Moving on to unfinished business, looks like the updated Higgins TIF agreement.
That came in. I got it from Gwen Crawford, and I gave it to Cindy, so I was just making sure you guys were aware that the updated terms for that agreement is 18 months, like you guys said, and voted on. And that's just for your confirmation to know that that's went through and that that ordinance can go through now.
All righty. That's all we need then? You just wanted to update the council?
Correct.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, moving on to new business. Need to discuss change of ownership for the Rocket Tap to Cecil Ray. There was a liquor commission meeting prior to this. The liquor commission recommends the transfer. It's open for council discussion.
We have to approve the transfer of ownership to Cecil Ray. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. We want any discussion? All right. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Yes.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Moving on. Talk about the website redevelopment Levi's doing. He wants to tell us about it. Is that what this is on here for, Levi?
This, I have all the submissions. You guys will have to bear with me, please, board, because this will be the first time I'm going to try and situate this for you guys so you guys can get through it. I have a couple demographics set up for all the submissions I received. We received 9 submissions, 9 different companies sent a submission in for our website. I can get through. I'll go through and name them all off first. And then I'll give you the demographics of what you can weed out of what ones you want are interested in and the ones you're not interested in. So we received a submission from Pork Tree. They're in Edwardsville, Illinois. We received one from Mike Osborne, Fall Man Marketing here in Lewiston. MOS Web Design from Crystal Lake, Illinois. Oxyon from Fairlawn, Ohio. IDMI Net, they're from Poland, Ohio. GHD Digital, they're from Waterloo, Canada. Jesse James Creative from New York, New York. SDLC Core, San Francisco, California. Anyway Core from Des Moines, Iowa. Now, a couple of these are pretty thick. That is one of the demographics I set up. We we have the same requirements for our website regardless of how much they put into it. If we don't want to have all the, me summing it up, it's mumbo jumbo. They're just trying to fill a bunch of words with them just saying, yes, we can do this because you guys require it. So if you want to eliminate any of the larger ones, we can. If not, I understand. We also have out of state, local. If you guys want a local, then I can get rid of everyone that's not from Illinois. If you're looking to broaden the horizons to any and everyone, you want someone working from Canada and doing our website, then just let me know.
Does our local one fulfill all the needs we need for our website?
Absolutely.
Maybe you should have said how much each one of them was.
You want to know that? I have that set up as well. That's one of the other demographics I have. If you would like to know that, I can go through that as well.
I mean, all these people are putting in bids, right, to make a website.
Correct, but I cannot give them an amount that we were perceiving we want this project to be. That was kind of the deal. They would send us how much they think they can do our job, this job for.
Okay.
I think, personally, it would be in the best interest to have everything pretty much local.
I can do that. We still have options.
I don't even care how much the other ones are, right?
Sure, no, of course.
We got somebody we can call.
Yeah.
We'll be accountable.
Yeah.
The team that will be here.
Sure. I agree. So I can go through here and let me get the ones that are all from Illinois set up together, and then I'll just move the rest to the side. I will thank them all for sending their submission.
So
we're now, this is everyone that submitted that is from Illinois.
All right, so you'll get make all these copies and get them to the alderman.
If you guys want copies of all these, that's why.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't want to make
for
copies,
them.
9 copies of something that's 75 pages for everyone until you guys wanted to see those submissions.
I mean, I think if they're going to make a decision on something moving forward, they need the information before they can vote on it.
I plan on providing that for you.
So,
I understand
right,
that this
so.
Might not be the quickest way to get to this, but I didn't really have any other way to provide you guys this information other than sitting you all down and looking at 75 pages, 9 submissions.
You can narrow it down to the committee and have the committee make a recommendation to the council.
Which committee would that be?
That would be buildings and grounds and not buildings and grounds.
Publications.
Utilities and publications, correct.
I also put this down as our first look at these submissions. So if we did, if this wasn't set up in the fashion that you guys found necessary and you wanted it a little bit more, all the information to all of you right now, we can have a second look and it'll be a lot quicker. I just needed to know what you guys want to do moving forward.
Well, I would think if you could get us all that information, the public building or the utilities look, the committee looks at it, but we could all look at it and have an idea.
Of yeah, course.
Committee meeting
sure. That way
before the next council meeting and then
yeah,
maybe have it on the agenda to possibly take action.
Okay, so then I'll leave it up to the demographics. We're keeping all the Illinois submissions, and then I can give you guys all the prices. Would you like to know all the prices of the ones that are from Illinois right now? I can at least present that so you guys can see the range of what everyone has submitted for.
Yeah.
So, what? MOS Web Design looks like they want a single submission of $10,750, but there is no, as I read through, they don't have much follow-up. There's nothing that they will do really to keep up to date. There's no yearly or annual or monthly fee for support from them. Once they would be done with it, they pretty much leave it to an
what, what's
so,
what's the name of them?
MOS Web Design.
So that would be in a similar situation we are now, no technology update.
Correct.
Okay, and how much was it, $10,000?
$10,750.
Okay,
now I have Mike Osborne, Bald Man Marketing, here in Williston. It looks like a one-time payment, $13,000. And then, of course, it was provided to us optionally for an optional maintenance training continuation for $125 a month. Cork Tree from Edwardsville, Illinois. They look like they want a one-time submission payment of $26,000, then each month would be $200.
Yeah, that way the committee can look it over and the aldermen will look it all over.
What was the name of the last one?
I think that man would be
Cork Tree.
Cork Tree?
Cork, C-O-R-K, Tree. Then I will plan on getting a Utilities, Public Buildings and Grounds Committee meeting, this information ready for that.
Utilities and Public.
All right, so we're gonna table this matter and have it sent to committee for committee recommendation to the council.
Next meeting, we will have a Water Committee meeting and a Public Buildings and Ground Committee meeting.
Whenever it's ready.
Correct.
Whenever the information's ready, just send it to committee prior to council, okay. All right.
That would be all for now.
Does anyone else have anything on this topic? All right, hearing nothing. We have no other new business. It's like all we have left is to pay the bills. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills.
I got questions about the bills here.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. On this bill here, Roanoke Concrete, I think we paid tax. Please pass that to Doug and let him see what he thinks.
Looks like it.
I have.
So why don't we just take the tax off and pay the other?
Yeah.
I'll have to get a hold of the company and see what happens then.
We don't pay tax, just mark out the 6458.
Yeah, you have to send that form to them.
And send the 738, sorry, I got it.
Correct.
And send them, okay.
I have one bill here that we paid late charges on. I have two more here that we paid significant late charges on, like in the amounts of maybe $76 and $45, plus a $40 other charge on each one of them. How come the city of Lewiston's paying late charges?
That's because I've been behind on my billing schedule because of the amount of work that I've been doing. Now, that is not an excuse, but that just means that work was pushed behind farther than I would have liked it. I do not look at the bills in an effective manner. I've tried a couple different ways of whenever the bills come in, paying them. I know that I need to change the way that I pay the bills, but I have not tried to hide them from you, and I will continue to include all bills I receive in order to try to make sure that we can get it past this.
Well, since when did government start paying for being late on bills? I mean, why do we pay it? Why do we just mark it out and pay the amount?
Pass that to him.
I mean,
that's the same question I asked.
There's a $40 charge, okay, I mean, $75 charge.
That would be from the Visa card.
That's a credit card.
That one there is only like $10. Them other two are somewhat of a significant amount. Well, I think it's important that we get the bills to us to get them approved and get them paid.
I agree.
No, I agree.
It looks like these are credit card bills.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is there not a mechanism by which the account can be set up where the minimum payment is always paid on time, that way there's no late fee, and then we can pay the balance of the interest?
Yeah, we don't
want to
get into paying minimum payment. We end up paying charges on that.
Yeah, we end up paying charges if we pay minimum payment.
Well, that way you're avoiding the late fee.
Sure.
You may tack on some interest,
yeah,
but you're not paying a $75 late fee.
There's enough leeway, I'm sure, that those bills could get to us and get approved and paid if he got caught up.
Yes.
I said that as nice as I could, by the way.
I understand.
It's my understanding that the Visa one is all taken care of. It was something got away, and
I
was taken care of, and it will be taken care of.
Deb's come to me about it. We've decided about how we're going to try and take care of it. It's going to be pretty effective. Hopefully the next bill will show a little bit more better results on everything being caught up.
Well, I think we need to get everything caught up. I think it's very important. That's a couple, and I know it's only a couple $100 for the city, but it's still a couple $100 just wasted away.
Make some phone calls to those credit card companies. You talk to somebody, they'll take those charges off. It's not like we're late all the time. Call them and get them taken off. That's all you got to do. So,
you think this is the only time we've been late?
these bills that I've all provided to you guys, those are the only ones that have happened.
None of the other months have ever been late?
No, I've been pretty on top of it.
Them, there's been a, are we approving them tonight? We need to prove them.
It has to, or they're gonna be later.
We need to prove them that way. That's the only couple that weren't totally approved, so.
You guys had mentioned that last month, the bills seemed a little light, and that actually ended up being correct, that the way that I have a mess inside of the bills, I had a couple bills that were paperclipped together, and they were stuck behind some receipts. Those are included in this billing cycle. I don't disagree that it was an issue that I haven't been able to be on top of these bills, but it doesn't disregard the fact that I will give the bills to you guys to get paid.
All right. Well, we looks like we're on the way to fixing this problem, so.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the bills?
I've moved that all bills properly endorsed be paid.
Second.
All right, motion and second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, bills are paid. And when we have a closed session, no closed session is needed. If not, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Thank everyone for coming. May God bless you all.